Bill, could you talk about left tackle Chris going on IR and what your plans are?
Yeah, you know, it was a tough decision there. We just felt like it was projected to be a 4 or 5 week injury, and so we decided to, you know, put Chris on injured reserve. So, you know, we'll look at it. We got a number of different ways we can go. Obviously, Kendall Lamb's played there. We promoted Chad Slade. We can move Breno over there. You know, Jeff Allen's played tackle in the past, so we're going to kind of look at all the different options that we have.
But Davenport, is he going
to
be?
Yeah, there? He's touch and go.
What does that do to you to have all that inconsistency at the most important at left tackle?
You know, look, I think a lot of guys have gotten reps there. I mean, it comes down to communication. You know, it's just it is what it is. You just have to get them going.
Some younger guys, your point of season now, where is it a little bit about development too? Where you want to see what these guys can do?
No, it's about winning. Yeah, no, it's about winning, and I feel like those guys have done a good job down on the practice squad, giving us a good look. So, it's always about development. You know, I think you could put our staff up against any staff as far as developing players. I mean, let's go down the list of players. We'd be here all day. I think we've done a decent job of developing players, but it's about winning. It's always about developing, but it's always about, number one, is winning.
How is Deshaun's rehab going?
Good. Yeah, good. He's in there every day. Good spirits. Certainly, I'm not a doctor, but everything looks good. It's trending upwards.
Can you go back to that Cincinnati game when you started two rookies as extra linemen? When you did that, was that for Deshaun to help him in his first start?
Say that again, John.
You started two extra linemen, Davenport and Fuller, in that game.
We didn't have any tight ends. Yeah.
As you said, there's things you could do. Would you ever consider that again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, in that particular game, though, we had no tight ends available to us. Because of the injury, you know, they all had concussions. We've never had all three tight ends healthy for one game this year. Talking about CJ, Ryan, and Steven have not been healthy together for one game this year, other than the beginning of the Jacksonville game. So in that Cincinnati game, we didn't have any tight ends, so we felt like that was the best way to go in that game.
Are you surprised that you played the third most players in the league?
Say that again.
Played the third most players.
I mean, no, it's kind of the way it's worked out this year, you know. I mean, nothing surprises you, I'm sure, right? Same here.
Four left tackles, that's a surprise.
I'm sure you've seen it before. I'm sure you can look back on all your experience and, you know, I mean, it happens.
Is that
Yeah, he's definitely had a good year, Aaron. I mean, he is a very productive player. He's played very physical. He's really helped us on special teams in addition to what he's done on defense. You know, he really has learned the position really well, to the point where last week we could do some different things with him. We used him on the edge, you know, rushing off the edge, and used him up inside rushing the quarterback. So, you know, we've been very pleased with Zach, and I always hesitate with rookies that way. But, you know, he's not a rookie anymore. You know, I think that he's really earned the right to be out there and be playing.
Bill, how do you think Thomas handled adversity this year if he starts?
You know, look, I think he's handled adversity pretty well. I think that I think it's more about, maybe it goes hand in hand, you know, I don't know, but I think it's more about just playing more consistently. You can't turn the ball over, like I said yesterday. You know, when you go through the film of all the plays that he's had, you know, the guy's made some really good plays, but then there's the turnovers. Not all of the turnovers have been his fault. He and I have talked about it extensively, and we got to stop doing that. I think if he can clean that up, he's really going to, you know, take off, but he's got to clean that up.
There have been a few instances since you've been here that – you saw something from the quarterback position, Brian Hoyer, and then Tom at the start of this season, and you pretty quickly decided that you needed to go in a different direction. What about Tom now makes you want to see more from him as you continue to give him some leash?
I think that he has a very good grasp of what we're doing. I think it's a great question. You know, I think maybe 10, 15, 20 years from now, if anybody's interested, I will tell them exactly. Because I think everybody thinks I've benched this many quarterbacks. You know, some of them have been injuries. Some of them have been, you know, what was in the best interest of the team. It's always about what's in the best interest of the team. What gives the team the best chance to win? And I believe that right now, Tom gives the team the best chance to win. But there's a but. we got to stop handing the ball to the other team. When does that stop? When do you make that? Well, let's see how this thing goes against Tennessee, and we go from there. It's football, you know what I mean? It's not anything that we're, like, looking at all these technical reasons. I think he has a good grasp of our offense. He's made some big plays for us this year. He really has. But then, you know, we've had some issues, obviously, and not that all of them have been his fault, but we have to play more consistently. So let's keep going down this road right here, and let's see where it takes us. Not much. I mean, that's all I can tell you about that. I mean, that's a totally different – they're different. We're different, obviously. You know, I can tell you that it will be a much tougher football game. No doubt about it.
Well, you mentioned yesterday that you needed to get with Brian, see where he's at.
Yeah.
Before. Have you had a chance to assess what's going on with
him? Yeah, we talked for a while yesterday. It's good to have him back. We're gonna you know, really condition this week to look at where he's at in that respect. You know, like we said, he's been working out, obviously, but, you know, football conditioning, see where he's at, and then kind of take it from there. But it's great to have him back in the building, and he's happy to be back, and kind of take it from there.
I know you just walked in and probably haven't had a chance to look at all these shoes, but
yeah,
this is obviously a cool thing the NFL does, and as a coach, I'm sure that makes you proud to see your guys participating in all these cool causes.
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, to look around all the different causes that they, you know, that they represent, that they really have a passion for. You know, our guys, you know, it's been a tough year. You know, obviously record-wise is not where we want to be. But, you know, like I told you guys earlier in the week or, you know, last week, whatever, I just really have a lot of respect for this locker room, these guys, the type of guys they are. I mean, we just went out there today. You know, it wasn't a physical practice, but they were very focused. It was a very mental practice. They're doing things like this in the community. It's just really a fun group to coach, and that's why you really want to try to get on the winning side of things, because, you know, that's obviously the bottom line here. But I think our guys just do a great job for the city of Houston and all the things that they believe in.
I know that you guys aren't playing the Giants this week, but Eli Manning, you've gone up against him a number of times, a lot of familiarity with him. What do you think of Eli and his career body?
I mean, I think he's a Hall of Fame player. I think he's a 2-time Super Bowl champion. I know Peyton a little bit better than I know Eli. I don't know Eli. But you talk about, like they always say, it's football royalty with Archie Manning and, you know, Peyton and Eli and all the things they've done in their career. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the Manning family.
Bill, you're talking about lack of turnovers. You've got one guy clowning consistently, put pressure on him.
Yeah.
How much is not getting the turnovers have to do with not getting enough pressure from the other players?
Yeah, I think that's some of it, John. I think some of it is that. But, I mean, I think it's also little technical things like, you know, learning how to maybe have a chance to bat a ball. You know what I mean? If that makes sense, you know, in the pass rush. If you're not going to get home, can you disrupt the ball in a different way? You know, obviously JD can do it in a lot of different ways. Some other guys have to do it maybe one or two ways. I think the other thing is we've gotten our hands on some footballs in the secondary. We got to finish those interceptions, you know, because a couple of those, you know, could have been pick sixes, could have, should have, would have, but that's where we have to disrupt the ball too. I think we need to disrupt the ball in our coverage units on special teams. We've gone up against some really good returners and, you know, we've had a chance to really knock the ball out, and I think that's another big area where we need to try to take advantage of it. So, you know, look, I think there's a lot of different ways to do it, but we have to do a much better job of taking care of the ball offensively, and then we have to try to create some takeaways on defense.
Thank you.